The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, Chapter number 16, Texts number 30 and 31, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasadhikari, recorded on September 10th, 2009, in Sofia, Bulgaria.
So today, we are reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto number 3, Chapter 16, Texts number 30 and 31. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Etat paraiva nirdishtam.
Etat paraiva nirdishtam.
Tamaya kurdaya yada. Parapavaritadvari.
Parapavaritadvari.
Vishanti maya parate.
Vishanti maya parate.
Mai sangramba yogena.
There's only one verse here, sorry.
Yeah, but just by hearing they can do.
And afterwards they won't be able to read.
Mayi samramba yogena.
Mayi samramba yogena.
Nishtirya brahma helenam.
Nishtirya brahma helenam.
Pat yeshyatam nakashang me.
Yeshyatam nakashang me.
Kalena. Kalena piyasapuna. Translation. This departure from Vaikuntha was foretold by Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune. She was very angry because when she left my abode and then returned, you stopped her at the gate while I was sleeping. Text 31. The Lord assured the two Vaikuntha inhabitants, Jaya and Vijaya, by practicing the mystic yoga system in anger, you will be cleansed of the sin of disobeying the Brahmins and within a very short time return to me. Purport. The Supreme Personality of God had advised the two doorkeepers, Jaya and Vijaya, that by dint of bhakti yoga in anger, they would be delivered from the curses of the Brahmins. Srila Madhva Muni remarks in this connection that by practicing bhakti yoga, one can become free from all sinful reactions. Even a Brahma Shapa, or a curse by a Brahmin, which cannot be overcome by any other means, can be overcome by bhakti yoga. One can practice bhakti yoga in many rasas. There are 12 rasas, 5 primary and 7 secondary. The 5 primary rasas constitute direct bhakti yoga, but although the 7 secondary rasas are indirect, they are also counted within bhakti yoga if they are used in the service of the Lord. In other words, bhakti yoga is all-inclusive. If one somehow or other becomes attached to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he becomes engaged in bhakti yoga as described in Srimad Bhagavatam 10:29-15, Kamam Krodham Bhayam. The gopis were attracted to Krishna by bhakti yoga in a relationship of lusty desire, karma. Similarly, Kamsa was attached to bhakti yoga by dint of fear of his death. Thus, bhakti yoga is so powerful that even becoming an enemy of the Lord and always thinking of him can deliver one very quickly. It is said, Vishnu Bhakta Smrito Daiva Asaras Tad Vapanyayaha. Devotees of Lord Vishnu are called demigods, whereas non-devotees are called asuras. But bhakti yoga is so powerful that both demigods and asuras can derive its benefits if they always think of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The basic principle of bhakti yoga is to think of the Supreme Lord always. The Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, 1865, Manmanamavamadbhakta, always think of me. It doesn't matter which way one thinks. The very thought of the personality of Godhead is the basic principle of bhakti yoga. In the material planets, there are different grades of sinful activities, of which disrespecting a Brahman or a Vaishnava is the most sinful. Here it is clearly stated that one can overcome even that grave sin simply by thinking of Vishnu, not even favorably, but in anger. Thus, even if those who are not devotees always think of Vishnu, they become free from all sinful activities. Krishna consciousness is the highest form of thought. Lord Vishnu is thought of in this age by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. From the statements of the Bhagavatam, it appears that if one thinks of Krishna even as an enemy, that particular qualification, thinking of Vishnu or Krishna, cleanses one of all sins. Vandeha. Shri Guru Shri Jata Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupa Sagra Jata Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajiva Sadaitam Savadutam Purijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakonvitamscha. So, just see how powerful is this bhakti yoga system. Dhiman, if one engages in demoniac activities, if one constantly thinks of Krishna, he can become delivered. Of course, this is an extraordinary pastime. These are devotees playing the part of demons. But Prabhupada explained that if you want to hate, hate Krishna. So these demons who are very much inimical towards the Hare Krishna movement, they get benefits. In Germany, there was a huge attack against our movement during Prabhupada's time. The police came to the temple, they arrested the devotees, it was a very heavy thing. And all throughout Germany, every newspaper said Hare Krishna movement is bad. It was very heavy. But Prabhupada said because they were saying the name Krishna, therefore we are still existing. So just see the great benefit. Chanting the name of Krishna even is a great blessing for the demons. Of course, it's not that we should act in such a way that people will criticize it. We should always act in a way that people will appreciate us. That will bring more benefit. But sometimes, if they are hardcore demons, no matter what you do, simply because you're a man of God, they will find fault. What was the fault with Lord Jesus Christ? And yet they crucified him. What was the fault with Haridas Thakur? But yet they tried to kill him by beating him in 22 marketplaces. Even amongst philosophers like Socrates, he was simply trying to point out the absurdity of material philosophies. That is actually a benefit for the society. But yet they made him drink poison. So sometimes demoniac class, what you can do? No matter what you do, they will find fault. But the innocent class, they will appreciate. If a person has saintly qualities, an innocent person will always appreciate them. And mostly, the world population, they are innocent. There is only actually a very small percentage of hardcore demons. The problem is they are controlling the society. That's the problem. So we have to somehow get that control of the society away from the hands of the demon. You see. We have to win the hearts of the innocent people by Harinam Sankirtan, book distribution, prasadam distribution, festivals, rathayatras, etc. Somehow we must capture the heart of the innocent people so they will no longer want to take their guidance from these demoniac men. Especially now the scientists are the demons. They are creating this false propaganda that life is coming from matter. The scientists are accepted as authorities in the bottom of the modern day society. Their nonsense theories are accepted as truth. So we have to educate the people not to be misled by these rascal scientists. The more we can defeat these scientists, that will be the great success of our movement. Actually, in this connection, Srila Prabhupada told us, he said, the more you kick Darwin in the face, the more you make spiritual advancement. In our book, Life Comes from Life, They edited that down. That the more you can defeat Darwin's philosophy, the more you make advancement. But the actual words spoken on Venice Beach were, the more you kick Darwin in the face. I like that one better. I like the pure, unedited Prabhupada version. Because it has more punch. Yeah. Prabhupada carries a lot of punch. He is Jagat Guru. He is Singha Guru, lion. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Tagore, he is known as Singha Guru, like a lion, you see. If he would see a Mayavadi walking down the street, he would confront the Mayavadi and smash him philosophically, you see. Actually, people were so much disturbed by his preaching, there was a plot to have him assassinated. And someone went to the police to bribe the police that you do not interfere, you see. That there will be something that will happen to this sadhu, and here's some money that you don't mind what happens to this sadhu. But the policeman said, for ordinary men we can accept such bribes. But not for a sadhu, we will not do. You see, in India they still had that respect for sadhu, you see. And even today they still have that respect. The politicians in India, they are trying to kill this Indian culture. But it's so strong in the hearts of the people, going on for thousands of years, they have not been able to kill it yet, you see. In many ways it is killed now. In the cities, the girls or the young girls are wearing blue jeans, tight blue jeans instead of saris, you see. When I first went to India in 1982, the girls were all wearing saris, you see, but now they are changing. But still, in spite of that, they still have that respect for sadhus. And we can see our movement is growing by leaps and bounds in India. Huge success for our ISKCON movement in India now. So many big, big temples coming up. In Bombay we have 3 temples. In Mumbai we have 3 temples. 4 now? Fourth one? Where is the fourth one?
Navi Mumbai. Chupati, Mira Road.
Oh, Mira Road, that's right. We have 4 temples in Mumbai now. 4 temples. In one city, 4 temples. And you should see how many people are coming. There's our Mira Road, the huge attendance of these temples, you see. So in this way, there is a great gift that India is still possessing. So by educating the people, by massive distribution of Srila Prabhupada's books, the people can understand what is their true Indian culture, and they can properly practice it. And here in Bulgaria, you are all blessed with the greatest opportunity. Somehow you become attracted to this message of truth. This country is covered by ignorance. But somehow you've been blessed to come out of this ignorance. So now you should become very serious to become advanced at Krishna consciousness. So that you can render the best service to your countrymen. You see, the more you are Krishna conscious, the more you become empowered to spread Krishna consciousness. And it works the other way also. The more you try to spread this Krishna consciousness movement, the more that you will be blessed with Krishna consciousness. So you should work it from both ends. Strive very diligently to increase your own Krishna consciousness every day by japa, by morning program, by study. And then become very aggressive to push forward this movement. Harinam Sankirtan, book distribution, cultivating people to make them devotees. Be very, very aggressive. Studying the books for seeing how you can most effectively preach this message. Memorizing verses so that you can preach authoritatively. In this way, push forward Krishna consciousness within and without. We sing that every day. Krishna consciousness within and Krishna consciousness without. Bahir nasinga, hridaye nasinga. That means Krishna within, Krishna without. So, make yourself strong within and push for this movement in the external world. That will bring the highest happiness to you. And that will be the greatest blessing on the people of Bulgaria. So I can ask now if there's any questions. Yes.
In the beginning you mentioned that demons, even if they chant Hare Krishna mantra or they are continuing with the devotees, they also get benefit. So could you explain how they get benefit? They are chanting the Krishna's name. Most of the time they chant in that like Kamsa. So how did this Kamsa got the benefit? Because he was unfavorably chanting.
В началото се постави въпрос за това, че дори демоните като повтарят името на Кришна. Че дори демоните като повтарят името на Кришна могат да напредват.
Кришна е абсолют.
Кришна е абсолютен.
Similarly, remembrance of Krishna is non-different from Krishna. Therefore, remembrance of Krishna is also absolute. So, the more that one can think of Krishna, you see, that will be benefit. Because they are coming in contact with Krishna. That's a fact. It's not the same caliber as the devotee, but still there is contact with Krishna.
А от друга страна се казва, че когато вие проповядвате и някой оскърбява Кришна, не се предполага вие да продължавате да му говорите.
It's a fact that they, if they commit offense, they get some reaction from that offense.
Факт е, че ако те извършат оскърбление, те получават реакция за това.
Therefore, we have to be careful to preach in such a way that people do not commit offenses.
Затова ние трябва да сме внимателни да проповядваме по такъв начин, че хората да не извършват оскърбление.
But on the other hand, there's still just like that one man, his name was Ted Patrick.
Но от друга страна, както в случая с Тед Патрик.
This Mr. Patrick, he was a big demon. He was taking money from the parents of devotees, and he would kidnap devotees, and he would take them to a solitary place in the woods, and he would brainwash them to give up Krishna consciousness.
Родителите на преданите му плащали, за да облича той предано отдадени и да ги отвежда някъде на уединено място, където да ги освобождава, така да се каже, от тяхното кришна съзнание.
Many parents would pay him thousands of dollars to kidnap their devotee child, you see.
Много родители му плащали хиляди долари, за да отвлече тяхните деца, които са станали предани.
I actually know two of my godbrothers who were kidnapped by him.
Аз познавам два мои духовни брати, които са били отвлечени от него.
And there was another kidnap attempt in Houston, when Bhakta Greg, they tried to kidnap him, but they weren't successful. They one Sunday afternoon, they tried to kidnap him, and they weren't able to do that.
И веднъж в Хюстън с един Бхакта Грей се случило същото. Те се опитали да го отвлекат, но не успели.
Of course, the stories are very exciting.
Историите са много вълнуващи.
Yeah, all three of the stories are very exciting. You see how all three devotees got away from them. You see. One godbrother, Lakshmi Narayan Prabhu, they took him to a restaurant. And he made a run for it in the shopping mall. And he's able to escape them. He got away. My other godbrother, Dani Svabhava Prabhu, he became a devotee, but then he gave the story, he jumped out the window or something.
Yeah, he had to go to the bathroom.
Oh, he went in the plea of going to the bathroom, then he jumped out the window. Yeah. And ran. And Bhakta Greg, that story was very interesting too. He was in the kitchen helping me. I was the head cook at that time in our Houston temple. And he was in the kitchen helping me get the Sunday feast ready. And someone said, oh, your father has come to visit you. So he went out in front of the temple. And there was his father with his old karmi friend, his boy, you know, his old karmi friend was there with the father and also the karmi friend's girlfriend.
Той излязъл на паркинга и там били баща му, един негов приятел и приятелката на този приятел.
So they wanted to take him somewhere, and somehow they pushed him in the car, and yeah, they pushed him into the car, they jumped in and they sped off with him in the car.
Те по някакъв начин искали да го заведат някъде, успели да го натупчат в колата и тръгнали с голяма скорост.
But there was one devotee who very very you could say aggressive type devotee who was there at that day. That's the devotee who used to be a hot rodder. You know what hot rodding is?
Yeah.
Yeah. He was a hot rodder.
тогава имаше един предан отдален, който беше, така да се каже, много агресивен тип предан отдален. Той е бил автомобилен състезател преди.
And he was coming back from the, doing the laundry at the laundromat. He drove up to the temple just as he saw them push Bhakti Greg in the car and take off with Bhakti Greg. He just was coming up to the temple that minute.
Той в тази минута влизал с колата си в паркинга на храма и ги видял как те правят това, го натъркват в колата.
So this devotee, he went chasing after them. And he was a hot rodder, you know. And they were trying to get away from him. You know, they were running red lights. I mean, it was a heavy scene. And the police started following them. What is this going on here? These people are driving like maniacs through the streets, you see. Then they came to one place in the road where there was a high island in the middle. You know, high, you know, in the middle of the road there was a divider, a high divider. So that aggressive hot rider devotee, he pulled in front of them and then pulled the van like this and blocked the road, you see. And then the police came up and they pulled out a gun on the devotee for his driving. They put a gun on the devotee. And he pointed at the other car. They said, they just kidnapped that man in the car there. He's been kidnapped. I'm trying to rescue him. So the police took a gun and pointed it at Dr. Greg's father. Now, and what this Ted Patrick would do is you can go to the courts. You see, Dr. Greg was an illegal adult. You can't take an adult, you see. A child, the parents can claim. When you're a minor, the parents can claim you. But he was an adult. They couldn't do that. But you can go to the court if your child is already grown up and you think he's a little crazy and he needs to be protected. You can get what are called conservatorship papers from the court that authorize you to take control of your adult child.
Обаче дори детето ви да е пораснало достатъчно, ако вие имате основание да мислите, че то е малко ненормално, може да отидете в съда и въпреки това и да поискате от съда да ви отсъди права да го попечи.
So his parents had gone to court under Ted Patrick's direction and gotten these conservatorship papers so they could legally take control of their child, you see.
И по съвет на Ted Patrick, родителите му били отишли в съда и съда им дал удостоверение, че могат да имат попечителство върху него, въпреки че той е над 18.
So the father, when the police pointed the gun, he pulled it with a big smile, he put all the conservatorship papers.
И когато полицаите насочили пистолетите си, бащата с голяма усмивка извадил този документ.
Now we have the legal right now to take this boy, you see. You know he's in a dump.
Имаме официално право да вземем момчето.
And the police became a little confused what to do, you see.
Полицията малко се обърка и какво да правят.
But then they looked at the form. They looked at the papers. And they noticed that the clerk of the court had forgotten to sign it. So they let Bhakti Greg go. You see. And he came back to the temple. And we had a big kirtan. Shringadeva ki jai. We had a wonderful, wonderful kirtan. So anyway, that's a little aside. The question is, what happens to this Ted Patrick? You know, he comes so many offenses against devotees, you know, forcing him to eat meat, even bringing a prostitute, trying to make the devotees have sex with the prostitute. You see? What happens to that Ted Patrick? So many offenses. So much blasphemy. You see? Well, he's going to get the reactions for all those offenses. But you know what's going to happen after he burns off all the reactions for those offenses? Then he's going to get the benefit of every time he said Krishna. How many times said Patrick said Krishna? Hundreds and thousands of times he uttered Krishna's name. Now he's going to suffer like anything for all those offenses, there's no doubt. But once he burns off the reactions for all those offenses, then he's going to cash in all those times he said Krishna. So he will become a devotee also in due course of time. Yeah, it will be a long, arduous journey, that's of him. But he will get the benefit. Not if he's in the animal kingdom. So if he commits more offenses, then he will, that will prolong his sojourn in the material existence. But still he gets the benefit of all those utterances of Krishna. And those will help him to go back to Godhead in due course of time. Because as Srila Prabhupada points out in the teachings of Lord Chaitanya, it is the destiny of every single jiva to go back to home, back to Godhead. So every jiva will eventually go back. So all those utterances of Krishna's names, they will help him to go back. So any other questions? Yes.
Srila Prabhupada speaks about bhakti. Is it possible to return to Krishna without bhakti?
Absolutely not. The point is that remembrance, as I just explained, even if the demons remember Krishna, that remembrance of Krishna is beneficial. Because after all of the they suffer all the reactions for their offenses, then that bhakti spirit will awaken within them. But that doesn't mean that you should be inimical. See? You were meant to finish up your business in this lifetime, not to go down to the animal kingdom. You were meant to finish up your business in this lifetime. So don't you be inimical. Questions more? Yeah.
Ако се проводим, много, много ще страдам. Как да си подобрим служението на Сатху, за да получим повече пари?
How to elevate our sadhana from tamas to sattva guna to be able to bring more souls to Krishna consciousness.
If you will chant Hare Krishna mantra with full attention and you will strictly follow the four regulated principles, then your consciousness will naturally be elevated from tamagun to rajagun, rajagun to sattvagun, sattvagun to shuddhasattva position.
Ако слушаш много хубаво Хари Кришна Маха мантра и спазваш четирите регулиращи принципа, тогава съзнанието ти ще се издигне през трите гуни и ще достигне даже състоянието на чистото добро.
So, to come to that pure position, you have to learn how to become very humble.
За да постигнеш тази чиста позиция, трябва да се научиш как да си много смирен.
You have to learn how to take instructions. Not to be in the mood of I must do the things my way. You must see how to please the Vaishnavas. Doing service, that's all right, but it's not enough. To come to the pure platform. You have to learn how to do service in a way which is very pleasing to Guru and Vaishnava. You have to see that you're full of faults. And you have to see how to overcome these faults and render first-class service to Guru and Vaishnavas. As long as you hang on to your faults, you remain in tamagun, sattva, rajagun. You have to be willing to give up your faults. Now you're attached to acting and thinking in faulty ways. So you have to give up that attachment. You have to remake your personality, you see. You have to become a new person, even though you're the same person. You have to give up your old mentalities, that's my point. Right now you're full of tamagun, rajagun mentality. So by humble service to Guru and Vaishnavas, you will naturally be able to throw off the tamagun, rajagun mentality which is polluting you right now. So you simply have to master the art of how to become humble, obedient servant of Guru and Vaishnavas. That will bring you to the transcendental platform. To where you become completely, totally happy in Krishna consciousness. And you can render the highest service to the people of Bulgaria by attracting them to Krishna consciousness. Any other questions? Yes.
Do we have to meditate on our shortages or to meditate on Krishna?
What's the first one?
Do we have to meditate on our shortages?
Services.
Shortcomings.
Shortages?
Shortcomings.
If you don't know what are your shortcomings, How will you get rid of them? By making stupid mistakes, they don't even know what they are. How will I render first class service to Krishna? Service to Krishna means you must know what are your shortages. If you say, I don't want to hear about my shortages, then you're proud, you're puffed up. You won't be able to render first class service to Krishna. And if you don't render first class service, you lose your taste also, and then for some time you give up serving Krishna. So you should be very eager to find out all your faults from Guru and from Vaishnavas and from Super Soul. You should be very eager to know what all your faults are. So that you can eliminate them from your thoughts, from your words, and from your actions. So that you can serve Krishna forever and never fall down. You understand?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so time has run out. And we thank you all very much for your participation in this movement. Kindly make your lives successful. Do not take birth again in this material world. Finish up your business now and save the people of your country. Gantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.